Hi everyone, I'm Spiro with NewsBud.com, joined with Sabelle Edmonds for NewsBud Spotlight. We're going to be taking a look at some of the information that's been coming out throughout the presidential campaign. WikiLeaks has been posting a whole lot of information, leaking out in emails, specifically more recently on John Podesta, the chairman of the Clinton campaign, or the former Clinton campaign. And we have been receiving a lot of emails asking us, what's our take on John Podesta's email content that has been leaked. Sabelle?
Well, let me first start by saying thank God the elections shenanigan is over after 1 year plus of nothing but puff information and billions of dollars, to be exact, over $6 billion of expenditure, having this mockery called presidential elections in the United States. So I'm glad that that part is over and behind us. Hopefully we won't have much more after that. So hopefully people will go back and start paying attention to the real news, to the real stuff that is happening around the world. I have been receiving tons of emails, inquiries from people talking about these recent emails that points out to some pedophilic operations and network and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's involvement with that. But to be exact, the main questions I have been receiving from people has to do with, well, Sabelle, you exposed Dennis Hastert as a pedophile in 2006. You have spoken about how Congress gets to be blackmailed based on the documentation that the FBI and other agencies have on them, documenting, recording their sexual deviations and other skeletons they have in their closets. How come you haven't been talking about it? Well, there, I think, answered that. I have been talking about it, and I have talked about it. I have talked about it. It was published on Vanity Fair magazine in 2006 through Boiling Frog's post, through James Corbett's report. We have talked about not only Dennis Hastert, but we have talked about Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky in Illinois and her pedophilic husband, Robert Creamer, Bob Creamer. Even that name, Bob Creamer, surfaced during all these email leaks. The fact that he visited, and this is a convicted criminal. He's a crook. He's a charlatan. He was engaged in money laundering, etc. This is the guy who's married to Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. And Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky is the woman that I talked about under oath during my testimony, and about the fact that her activities, sexual deviation activities, she was having lesbian love affairs with foreign spies, and they were using those and blackmailing her. And meanwhile, the U.S. government was collecting all this information, but instead of bringing it into some prosecution or exposing it, they were using it against her. Same thing with Dennis Hastert. Same thing with dozens of other congressional people. So the main question people ask is, well, Sabelle, do you think this points out to some sort of satanic, pedophilic cult operation for the government? And I want to clarify what is happening here in the most simple way. Look, I have talked about the fact that one of my FBI whistleblowers, and this was a decorated agent, okay, who never became a public whistleblower, but he went through court cases with the FBI internally because he went to the DOJ IG, that's Inspector General's office, etc. One of the things that this guy exposed, and I went to the media, and I had this guy on the record with him, but they never published, was he was working between 1993 and 1997, in this division in the FBI, where one of his tasks was running background check on federal judge candidates. And this is during the Clinton administration. Because those federal judges have to be cleared by the FBI. They look at their backgrounds. Are they pedophiles? Are they rapists? You know, do they have some financial nefarious activities, etc.? And he said during these 4 years, when this FBI agent, this decorated FBI agent, and this was 10 years or 7, 8 years before he blew the whistle, he was running background checks on these federal judges. The way they were selecting the ones to appoint were the ones who had the highest number of skeletons. Meaning the government, this is the Clinton administration, this is the FBI, this is the head of DOJ, they did not want to appoint any federal judges to the bench and go through the confirmation process if the judges or the candidates didn't have enough skeletons, meaning they have to be rapists, pedophiles, despicable characters. And that information is collected during the background check. And then they are used against these judges. So the judges rule per government's instruction. Very simple. Same thing. One of my main whistleblowing facts that I exposed, and this was in 2002, between 2002 and 2006, and if people were to go and visit my state secrets gallery, they're going to see all these individuals, whether they were from the executive branch or congressional people, they were involved in the case I was exposing. And I talked about the fact that they were all blackmailed. Blackmailed by whom? They were blackmailed by the deep state. So instead of saying they formed a cult, I have to say what they do is the deep state, they want to make sure that only blackmailable, maybe I made up a word here, blackmailable candidates get to hold offices, whether executive offices or they are in Congress, you know, whether they are in courts, federal judges. If you're clean, if you're squeaky clean, and if you start running for a major seat position, the chances are you're not going to get there because you will be disqualified. They don't want you there. They cannot put pressure on you via blackmail. So that's the answer to the questions. No, we're not gonna join this crowd and talk about there is a cult. It's not about cult. This is how this corrupt system has been operating. I exposed this. We had Russell Tice, one of my whistleblower members. He was with the NSA for 15, 20 years. He came and he talked about the fact how NSA was collecting dirt, not only on judges and senators and candidates for Congress, but even on the presidential candidates, straightforward. They were collecting dirt. Why do you think they are collecting dirt? Obviously, these people are not going to jail. Nobody's putting them into trial. And that was a major portion of my whistleblowing case. And that's why, no, I'm not going to rehash the whole thing. You are really interested in that? Everything is documented. You can listen to some of the podcasts. All you have to do is Google Sibel Edmonds, Hastert, pedophiles. You can put there Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, okay? Jan Schakowsky was selling information to Israel. Jan Schakowsky was being blackmailed by certain foreign agents here in the United States. Jan Schakowsky's videotapes, sex videotapes, and her husband's pedophilic activities, they were contained in thick, large files in the FBI's Washington, D.C. office in coordination with the FBI's Chicago field office. So I am tired of rehashing this. I have done it long before there was a guy called WikiLeaks. We put forward whistleblowers long before there were other pseudo-alternative media who are making like a big cake batter with this. Go do your research. You see that we have been on the record. What can we add to this? What we can add to this is you have this illusion of some democratic government. You feel like you have some power. You feel like your vote means any shit, but it doesn't, okay? This is a corrupt system. What you're looking at is dog and pony shows, is filled with illusions. And the people that you obey, the people who are passing laws that you obey, you operate under, they are criminals. They are selected because they are criminals. That's how it goes. When you say chicken or the egg, in this case, it's a pretty obvious thing. So instead, let's start looking inwardly and say, we the people abide by the rules and the laws passed by the criminal class. And then what does that say about us? Now, I want you to go and chew on this and think about this. And that basically takes care of that question, Spiro.
Well, I think you covered that as well as that could be covered. I mean, that's all there is to say about that. Of course, the criminal elite only are going to pick and choose compromised individuals to fill the positions. And they're no more than puppet positions at that point. So, and as you said, you've been on record for over a decade exposing all of this.
Yeah, here's the thing, though, Spiro. We don't do the things to be popular. See, if we wanted to be popular, a popular news channel, we would be like these monkeys, these idiot monkeys, for 48 hours, for 48 weeks, for whatever, 69 days in a row, nothing but the Hillary Clinton and Trump, Trump and Hillary Clinton, as if really in the end it's going to make any difference whatsoever. Every single one of these channels, whether mainstream or pseudo-alternative ones, what they did was they were perpetuating a criminal system, the red pill, blue pill. Look at NewsBud. We stayed clear of all that because we are not into this popular game. We wouldn't be establishing this media organization. There are hundreds of those. There are thousands of those. It is just the surplus, enormous surplus of entertainment news. And, oh, people want to hear. If you put the hashtag in our news and put the Clinton or Trump, then we're going to get attention. Well, screw that. We don't do that. We are not in that kind of a game. We don't play games. And our audience are very selective. We are looking at quality reporting. We are looking at facts. We are looking at macro causes, the root causes of the disease, the diseases that have inflicted all of us as a nation and has consequences for the rest of the world. We are not in the business of popularity. You want popularity? Get out of here. Go find somewhere else. We are not into what is the popular topic. Let's cover that. That's not us. And with that, let's talk about our Kickstarter here campaign. This Saturday is going to be only 2 weeks left. And we have had people sending emails asking, saying, well, what's going to happen? Does that mean this is going to be end of news? What if you don't make it happen? Or what's going to happen if it happens? So we have been sending a lot of explanation with our emails. No. That is not going to put NewsBud out of business, but it's going to put the open source notion out of business. Let's put it that way. It's going to defeat the open source notion, meaning, no, there is nothing in this world that is free. All those free news you're getting, they're coming at a very, very big cost. You know, either it's the big advertisements for the corporate media, corporations, mega corporations, or they are propaganda packaged specifically to feed you. So that's not free. It's brainwashing you. It's filling your brain with false information. We are not in that business. So in this case, it's all about open source or not open source. So together with your support, if there is enough of us, if there is enough of you, we are going to continue the way we have been doing when we are successful. However, if this Kickstarter is not successful, then we're going to go back to what we were, what we used to be. And we are going to operate based on what we told you during the phase one portion of our fundraising, which thanks to you was successful. Our documents, our news, our analysis, our videos will be available to subscribers. Who are the subscribers? Subscribers are part of our team, okay? Subscribers are part of the NewsBud family.
Well, when I find out information, you know, and I get upset about things, you know, and about how upside down and ridiculous the world is, and then you find this great information through Sabell's sites, and you get very frustrated, and you think, what's the answer? What's the solution? You know, and one of the things that I've always wished would happen is just let's focus on one of these characters, whether it's a news personality or a congressman or somebody, and then what do you know? It happens, you know, like the Denny Hastert thing, you know, where she just focused on it and just kept pounding on it, you know, and offering more and more information and just exposing the guy. His name is Mudd, and he's the creepiest, worst person in the world. And that's all there. It's all out there now. I'm really satisfied with what's happening with NewsBud.
People who are subscribing and donating and they are pledging, they are part of NewsBud because we are not owned by those mega corporations or those foundation sugar daddies. We are collectively own NewsBud, okay? So those people who want to own as part of NewsBud and operate with us, they will have access. Those people who just willy-nilly go here and there and they say everything should be free, I'm not going to lift a finger, you know, they can go and get their stuff elsewhere and they can be fed the same kind of crap they have been fed. And it's very straightforward and simple. So no, NewsBud is going to continue. But right now, open source is being tested. The whole concept of open source is being tested. Meaning, you want these videos? Oh, this was a great video. I love it. Well, that's nice. That's your cheering. And thank you very much for your encouraging words. But if you don't support, we won't be able to produce this. And if you do support, then you're part of this. So this, everything we do, including our videos, our podcasts, our news, our analysis, are going to be made available only to subscribers. And we are going to say open source Notion was defeated. Spiro?
Well, that's right. We're coming down to the wire, more than halfway through our campaign. There's about 2 weeks left from when we're recording this video right now. For this, like you said, open source is on trial. It's either do your part, allow NewsBud to continue to remain open source, or otherwise we're going to have to go to subscription mode. So do your part, share this information. Thank you to everyone out there who has supported us throughout phase one and through phase two. Sharing the information and spreading the word is just as important as pledging your contribution. And also, by contributing to NewsBud, you are making a stand. You're making a statement. You are standing in defiance of the establishment of this system that is shrouded in lies and deception. So
that's well said. Thank you for saying that. I'm so glad you brought it up, Spiro, because doing this is not only making a statement, but it's also taking an action. When you support a truly alternative, truly independent, none of the Soros or anything, when you do that, you have taken action against those and you have taken action for the truth. So actually that translates into action. It's action. And thank you for bringing that up.
Well, thank you for joining me on this edition of NewsBud Spotlight with Sabelle and Spiro. Stay tuned for more updates. We're going to be kicking out a lot more content. And don't forget to visit our Twitter channel, our YouTube channel, and especially our Kickstarter page. Everything you need to know about NewsBud is right there. Phase one, phase two, where we've been, where we're going. And none of it is possible without your support.
Without your donations and support, we are not going to be able to bring you the quality programming we are making at NewsBud. As you know, we do not accept money from any corporate sponsors or foundations. NewsBud is 100% financed by you, the viewers. So please help us make our work possible.